神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
In our program today, we're going to talk about several different things. I have some quotes that I thought was very interesting, and I thought I would share them with you and maybe talk about it. I just wished you were here that I could talk with you.
今天我们的节目中呢，我要用好几个主题来跟大家谈一谈，就好像闲聊一样。我但愿可以跟你面对面来聊这些主题。
You know, there is one thing that we call appreciation.
有一个方面就谈到说感恩。
I'm sure you know what it is when someone gives you something and you say, thank you, I appreciate that.
当然你了解我在讲什么，有人给你一些东西或恩情呢，你就说谢谢。
But do you know what it is for you just to tell somebody how much you appreciate what they have done?
那你知道当你对别人为他们所为你做的或为他们自己曾经做过的跟他们表达一些感谢的话，你知道那对他们是很有意义的吗？
One man said, all human beings hunger for appreciation.
有一个人这样说，所有的人都会渴慕别人对他的感谢。
I want you to stop and think a moment.
我要你好好的停下来想一想。
Look over your life and think to yourself,Has anyone ever said they appreciate me?
想一想你的人生，回顾一下你的人生，在你的人生的过程当中，有没有人真的是对你感恩的？
Or are we living in a culture of those who just take whatever it is and they don't really expect to be appreciated or even to appreciate anyone else?
还是你觉得在我们的这种文化社会当中呢，好像大家都觉得是该得的，是应该做的，所以呢，没有人向你感恩。
It really is a wonderful thing to know when somebody really appreciates what you have done and what you are and what you have been to others.
如果在你的人生过程当中，你真的领受过别人，不管是对你所做的，或者是你的为人，你是怎么样的人，还是说你做的什么对你有一些感谢跟领受的话，那实在是很美的事情。
Now I have talked with you about the 5 different love languages.
我曾经谈过五种爱的语言。
How you feel that your emotional tank is filled up.
那你可以借着这些爱的语言呢，让你的里面的这个情绪的这个容器可以满起来。
One of them was quality time.
一个是很精致的时间。
Another one was gift giving.
一个是礼物的赠送。
Another was the services.
第三个是服务。
Another was touch. Just getting a hug, being affectionate.
另外一个呢，就是肢体的接触，比如说呢，抱抱他，或者是呢，给他拍一拍，这个肢体的接触。
And then another was expressing our appreciation and needing someone to let you know that they appreciate you, that they think you have ability, that they recognize what you are.
另外一个就是赞美跟感谢，表达出你对对方或者是人家对你的这种所做的，或者是你这个人的本质，你的表现的一种领受跟感恩。
Actually, when they talk about that, that's the first one they talk about.
那事实上，当我们谈到爱的语言的时候呢，这个是在一个最首要的一个位置，就是鼓励跟感谢。
I'm sure that some of you don't realize how much you hunger to hear someone say you've done well. I really, really appreciate it.
我相信我们当中很多人没有意识到，事实上你很希望、很渴慕有人对你赞美、鼓励或者是感谢。
So you say, well, how do you get people to do that?
那我们怎么让人可以来做这件事情呢？
By you setting the example.
就从你开始做一个模范。
I remember in my church one time or several times, we had an appreciation night.
有一次我记得我在我的教会里面有一个感恩之夜。
We made little ribbons, and people would come up and take one of them, and then they would go to someone that they wanted to tell how much they appreciated.
我们做了一些绸缎的、小蝴蝶结，然后呢，就请每一个人进来的人拿起这一朵小花、小蝴蝶结呢，去找到一个他要感谢的人送给他。
This night always ended up in tears because people were so thrilled when they came and said, you know, I appreciate how you do this, or I appreciate that you've done that.
这个感恩之夜呢，就在那个晚上，在这样的一个推动当中，充满着感动跟眼泪，因为大家都在传颂从心里面而来的这种感谢。
So you may have to set the example in your family and at work.
所以你或许你在你的家庭当中或者是你的工作的场面当中呢，你自己要成为一个榜样。
Remember, we're trying to build a society of love and kindness, and it must begin with ourselves.
记得我们希望我们建立我们的社会成为一个温馨而且是仁慈友善的社会，那一定要从我们自己开始。
You see, next to a physical survival, we have psychological survival.
因为人除了身体要维持的好健康之外呢，我们的这种心理也要让它健康。
And that is so important to be understood.To acknowledge the fact that we are appreciated.
那这个身体，就是心理方面的这个维持跟让它健康呢，其中一个就是我们需要知道，我们是被感谢，我们是被需要的。
You see, instead of wanting to appreciate one another, we are too hasty to be critical and too slow to acknowledge the good in others.
现在的情况却是相反的，不但我们没有去感恩呢，反而呢充满着批评、责备或者是要求。
I remember growing up, my mother worked.
我记得我在成长的过程当中，我的妈妈她要去做事。
But every day she left a note on the table for me.Things that I should do.
每一天他就留下来一个条子告诉我有哪些事情我应该完成。
And I would get those things done even if I had to do it at the last moment.
那当然我会把它做完，但是呢，有时候我是匆匆忙忙的到后来才做完。
But you know what I never understood?
但有件事情我不明白。
Was that she never told me how good I did, but always she remembered or saw the things that I neglected to do or didn't do well.
我的妈妈从来没有去告诉我说哪些事情我做好了，做得很好，却呢，总是有让她批评我，或者是呢，来指责我没有做好，或者是漏掉的一些事情。
And many of us are guilty of that.
很多人我们都这样子有经历，对不对？
So remember, you are the one that must begin in your family and at work so that we can change the society that we live in.
所以要记得从你的家庭，从你的工作上开始，好让我们改善我们的社会。
Now I want to give you a few quotes that we have on children.
接下来我们要谈一谈我们的孩子。
You know, today we are really bombarded with TV ads.
在这个时代呢，我们几乎都被很多这个电视的节目所影响。
Many of them lie. They make it bigger than what it really is. And there our children sit and take in all of that.
在电视节目当中呢，很多是很夸张的，就不是事实的。那孩子们呢，就这样吸收进去了。
Why do they do that?
为什么他们要这样做呢?
Many times as parents, we've listened and just let it go in and actually have believed them ourselves.
因为我们就这样看，这样听了，然后呢，就进入我们的这种相信信念的系统里面，就认为这样子是对的。
We must be able to teach our children to discern what is right and what is good and what is true so that they can face life like that, not with lies and extravagance.
我们需要给孩子们立下一些正确的原则，就是所谓的是非，什么是对的，或者是啊什么是真的，或什么是好的，这样的一个原则。
Actually, I have a quote here from a film director, and he says, "Switch off the television and get outside so that you can stop being entertained."
有一个影片的制作人他自己这样说，他说：“关掉你的电视。”到外面去，然后呢，你就可以避免自己浸渍在这些娱乐里面。
You see, this constant being entertained after a while makes reality seem very difficult and hard.
因为如果你常常让自己围绕在这些娱乐里面的话，那你很难去面对外面的真实。
Don't raise your child on the TV.
绝对不要让你的孩子在电视节目中长大。
Learn how to control it.
要学习怎么样去节制看电视。
Don't take it just because it's a children's story that it's all right.
不要以为说反正是孩子的节目嘛，没有关系。
Watch it yourself.
好好的来节制你自己。
See how much violence is in it and what kind of principles it's teaching your children.
你自己观察一下到底里面充满多少暴力，还有呢有一些东西会影响你孩子的。
You owe this to your child.
你对你的孩子是对这些方面的你要有亏欠的，你要去做的。
Again, another quote tells us about touch, about reaching out physically and letting your children know that they are special.
对于孩子另外一个我们要谈的就是呢，多碰碰他们，多跟他们有肢体的接触，让他们感觉他们是很特殊的。
One of those who have studied said that we should consider touch as essential as a diet and exercise or to the growth and well-being of a child.
有人这样子研究，他的结果就是说呢，我们对孩子的肢体的这种碰触呢，就像他的每一天的吃饭或者是营养的需要一样，要每一天，而且是很重要的，就是很重视的去做它，这样的话让他在这样的一个当中可以成长。
I learned this when I was a young teacher.
这个在我年轻当老师的时候我就体验到了。
I read about what the touch is and how it helps and even how it can heal.
我就读了一本书，我读到说呢，这种肢体的碰触对一个孩子有多么的重要，而且呢，甚至有医治作用。
So I purposed as a teacher that every once in a while I would touch my children on the shoulder or on the arm just to let them know that they were special.
我身为一个老师，我就这样子自己做一个决定，说呢，我偶尔呢就要对每一个孩子呢，不管是对他的肩膀或者是手臂呢，要做一些碰触，让他们感觉他们是很宝贝的。
Sometimes as I went around and looked at their work, I would just pat them on the shoulder.
有时候我站到旁边看他们做功课，就拍拍他们的肩膀。
And there became a bond of love between myself and my children.
这个成为我跟学生们之间的一种爱的连结。
This goes even beyond children. It goes to husbands and wives.
这个不是只有孩子需要，连夫妻之间也需要。
Just to touch them, very, very slightly maybe, but they let them know they're very special.
即使是轻轻的去碰一下，给对方的感觉是我很宝贝，我很特别的。
It costs nothing.
根本不需要你花费什么。
It's very simple.
很简单。
But it has wonderful results.
却可以有一个很好的结果。
Now let's go on to another quote that I thought was very interesting.
另外有一种说法是很有趣的。
Now try to listen very carefully to this.
你仔细听。
Children smile 400 times a day on an average.
有人说呢，一个孩子每天平均微笑400次。
Adults smile 15 times a day.
大人微笑15次。
Children laugh 150 times a day.
小孩平均每天笑150次。
Adults laugh 6 times a day.
大人的话是每天平均6次。
Now, children play between 4 and 6 hours a day.
小孩子每一天玩耍的时间是4到6个小时。
Adults usually play only 20 minutes a day.
大人的话就比较放松，玩的时间大概20分钟。
And the man who wrote this says, what's happened?
那这个研究的人呢，他就说到底怎么回事呢？
Well, I know that life is different now to an adult.
当然，人生的过程，大人跟小孩是有差别的。
They have more responsibilities.
大人有更多的责任。
But I'm afraid that they have some very poor thinking that keeps them from enjoying life.
但是我恐怕大人们有一些不对的想法，使他们呢不再享受人生了。
In the Bible, it tells us that laughter is a good medicine.
圣经告诉我们，笑可以医治，可以成为良药。
So it would seem that if you and I could look at life with the reality that everything is not bad, there's some good sides, and so I must enjoy them.
所以呢，即使我们是成人，我们也可以用很乐观、很光明的那一面来看各种事情、人生，那我们就可以享受人生。
Believe it or not, some person, they'll get up, and if they feel very bad, they'll begin to laugh.
如果你一大早起来觉得有些事情让你觉得不太好受的话，那你试试看，你就开始笑吧。
And they laugh and laugh until actually they begin to have a better attitude and thinking.
你一直笑，笑到你觉得说你的想法还有你的整个的那个态度就改变放松了。
Those who have been born or live with a good sense of humor are blessed.
那些生来就具有这种幽默感的人实在是很受祝福的。
Let's don't lose altogether the child's heart that is happy over little things.
好不好？我们不要失去太多的童心，让我们可以对小事情也觉得很享受、很快乐。
You see, it doesn't take the child much to laugh, does it?
你知道，孩子呢，不需要有多少的因素可以让他们就笑起来。
Maybe you could work on this and see that it may help you.
或许你可以努力看看，或许可以帮助你。
Well, let's look at another quote.
那我们再来看另外一个说法。
Children need parents who will let them grow up to be themselves.
孩子们需要父母亲容许他们成长出自己原来的自己。
But parents often have their own agenda for their children, and they and put them on their children.
很可惜的是，父母亲常常有自己对孩子的抚养的一些他们自己的想法或计划，然后把他们就把他好像框入这样的计划里面。
Now, many of you feel that this isn't true.
有的人说这个不是事实吧。
You've got to show your children what to do.
因为呢，我们应该要带领我们的孩子，我们要教他们怎么样过他们的人生。
After all, this is what we do in our family.
因为我们本来就这样子，也是这样被父母亲教导过来的。
And the child doesn't know what's best for them.
那孩子根本不懂他们怎么样比较好。
So we push them all of their young lives to be what we want them to be.
所以我们就会触动我们的孩子们，他们的整个从小这个长大的过程呢，要合乎我们期待，我们要他们怎么样就怎么样。
Sometimes this works and the child doesn't mind it.
有时候这个也行得通，因为孩子们他们也不在意。
But there are so many, so many that resent it.
但是有很多孩子会产生一种恼恨。
As they get older, they realize the pressures they've had upon themselves.
越大越老，他们就会更越有这种压力。
They're in a job that they hate.
有时候呢，他们做了一个他们不喜欢的工作。
You know, one time a man said that when you find a job you love, you never have to work again.
有一个人这样说，当你找到一个你喜欢的工作的时候呢，以后你所做的就不再是工作了。
Because your job is not work, it's something you love and enjoy.
因为你的工作成为你的一个享受了。
But because parents have put the agenda and made the children do what they want, Many of them are very unhappy.
只因为父母亲呢，强着把自己的计划放在孩子的人生里面呢，所以使这些孩子呢，长大之后，他们没有办法享受快乐。
Maybe little by little we can let up on them.
或许我们慢慢的来啊处理这个事情。
We could give them a few choices.
我们就给他们多一点点的选择。
Help them to expand their own selves.
帮助他们可以啊好好的来自己计划自己。
Give them a chance to find some things that are within them that's never been opened up.
然后启发一下他们里面从来没有被启发的，发挥一些他们没有被发挥的一些里面的潜在的能力。
Because when you keep such a watch on them and you're making them do what you want, your children are not learning responsibility. They're not learning how to stand alone. They're not learning the things that really is going to help them as they live in life.
因为如果你一次要用你的方法来规划你孩子的人生的话，他们就从来没有学到怎么样负责任，或者是啊怎么样做计划，怎么独立。
I hope you'll think about this.
我希望你好好的思考这个问题。
I'm not going against your culture.
我不是要来跟你的文化做一些抵触。
But sometimes we have to recognize that in our culture, we're living in a very modern world.
但是我们要想到我们的这个文化仍然在这个啊现时代的时间里面。
You older folks can remember that when your girls were born, they were expected to marry and have a family.
那当我们啊、以前的这种古典时代的话，我们就想说，当我有一个女孩子出生之后呢，就想到说她以后会嫁给人。
They were taught the arts that made marriage successful.
所以呢，他们就在家里面学一些啊、就是手上的活，然后呢，他们就可以以后啊、婚姻过得好一点。
They could cook, they could clean, they could take care of their house before they even got married.
他们在结婚之前就知道怎么样做饭，怎么样来清洁屋子，然后他们以后婚姻之后呢，就可以过得比较好。
But today our agenda is different. We want all of our children to have a very good education.
今天我们的父母的期待计划就不一样了，我们希望所有的孩子呢都能够受高等的教育。
So from the time they're in elementary school clear through to college, you let them do nothing but study, pretty much just study, and you do not teach them the arts of being a wife, the art of living.
所以呢，从孩子上学开始一直到他们上大学，我们都不会训练他们怎么样在家里面做家事，怎么样学习做一些他们生活上需要的事情。
And then when our young women and men marry, they have a tremendous problems that arises in their marriage.
所以等这些男女孩子长大之后，他们结婚了，他们对于家庭生活就有很多的问题跟无助。
The women cannot cook.
女孩子没有办法做饭。
Many of them do not want to take care of their children. They'd rather somebody else take care of them and they go to work.
很多夫妇呢，他们不想照顾孩子，宁可付钱给别人去照顾。
The husbands expect them to do this, but they don't.
那当丈夫希望妻子做的时候，妻子也没有做。
The women live in resentment, thinking I have studied and done as much as my husband. Why should I have to do these menial tasks?
妻子会有一种不满，我一样的受那么高的教育，我跟你同样有能力，为什么我就要做这些事情呢？
So maybe we should reconsider the agenda and what we have planned for our children.
或许你该是你重新来规划，重新调整你的计划。怎么样来抚养我们的孩子，让我们以后可以过得更好。
Someone else has said that no one has yet fully realized the wealth that is in our children.
有人这样说，几乎没有人去体识到孩子们里面真正的财富是什么。
You might say, what do you mean by that?
什么意思呢？
When our children is born,And as they get past the crawling and into the toddler stage, and then they get around 4 and 5 and 6, there you begin to see something in your children.
当孩子们从抱到爬到走到4、5、6岁的时候，你就开始看到一些孩子里面的东西。
One of them is the wealth of sympathy.
那从其中一个呢，就是他的那种啊同情心的这种财富。
They see a little sick dog and oh, they feel so sorry.
他们看到一只生病的小狗，他们就觉得很同情他。
When one of their playmates is sick, their little hearts say, oh, I'm so sorry they're sick.
当孩子的玩伴生病的时候，他们心里就很疼惜地说，哎呦，他病了。
And then our children show such kindness at times.
孩子们也会很友善。
They want to help you.
他们要帮助你。
They want to do things.
他们要为你做一些事情。
They're kind to little animals.
他对动物非常的友善。
And then they're very generous. They want to share with you, many times even with their playmates.
孩子们也很慷慨，他们很容易就跟父母亲或者是跟他的玩伴分享。
Now, I know we live in an age when our parents have not been as faithful to trying to teach them because they have their own self nature that may want to go against this, but many times it is innate in some children.
那虽然你看到这个时代呢，因为父母亲呢，他们没有很多时间可以来啊示范或教导孩子来表现出这种分享的自然性，那他们就没有办法表现这种潜能。
Now, if you have a child that you notice is like this,
如果你有个孩子像这样子，
this is a wealth that lies inside of them.
那这个是呢，他们里面的财富。
Try to open it and unlock it little by little, not to push it down or make fun, but help them to develop these characters.
帮助他们打开这些心怀，这些里面的财富。不要让他们压抑，也不要取笑他们，让他们好好的发挥。
And you open a treasure.
这样的话，你等于打开了一个宝藏。
I'm going to close with this quote.
我要用这个经节来做结束。
Let love and faithfulness never leave you.
不可让慈爱诚实离开你。
Bind them around your neck.
要系在你的颈项上。
Write them on the table of your heart.
刻在你的心板上。
Then you will win favor and a good name with God and man.
这样你在神和世人的眼前必蒙恩宠，得着美名。
I believe if we go over some of these and think about them, particularly this last one,
我希望你能够好好的听这个节目的内容，特别是在后面的这一段，你好好的在思想。
What's more beautiful than love and faithfulness?
还有什么比慈爱跟忠诚更美的呢？
We see talks about writing them on the tablets of our heart.
这里提到说呢，把这个慈爱呢刻在我们的心里面。
And bind them around your neck.
而且把它系在你的颈项上。
This is something that means we have to work at it.
那意思是说呢，这个都要加上你的努力工作。
We have to think about it.
你思想，然后你去做。
We have to know it by heart.
而且呢，从心里面去领受。
I trust that these have been enjoyable to you today.
我希望这些今天我所谈的啊几个就是重点或者是说法呢，能够让你享受。
And I trust that God helps you in every area.
我相信神会在各个方面来帮助你。
Remember, you're the one that's going to start appreciating so others recognize it.
记得你是那个要从你开始学习做感恩的人的。
With our children, we're going to be careful what they watch on television.
当你的孩子看电视的时候，你要小心他们看什么样的节目。
We're going to try to help them through life to find the good things in them and enlarge upon them.
帮助你的孩子挖掘他心里的宝贝，然后呢，让他们可以发挥。
And we're going to try to help them make some choices to learn responsibility to be a good citizen.
也帮助你的孩子可以学习做决定，负责任，成为一个很好的公民。
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担， 请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。